And one of the best ways to see it is to just ask someone who has never participated in this before to come up and we'll do a little demonstration of it. In Power versus Force, Dr. Hawkins speaks about this dramatically. I have spoken about it in this program, and I've also spoken about it and written about it in A Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. But I'd like to just demonstrate it for you so that you can see it put into practice by someone that I've never met before, who's here in the audience today. And I'd like her to come up. She's volunteered to come up. She's been mic'd. And come on up and say hello. This is Eleanor, is that right?
Eleanor,
great.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Eleanor.
Nice to meet you.
I ask for someone who had been in at least a second marriage, someone who had been through a divorce, okay? Mm-hmm. So what I'd like to do is I'd like you to just stand and face me, if you will, and I'd like you to just give me your full name.
Eleanor Corey Waskovich.
Waskovich. I got to deal with a Waskovich, all right?
So don't I.
And you married a Waskovich, right? You must really love this guy, huh? All right, Eleanor. So your name is Eleanor Corey Waskovich.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like you to take this arm, if you will, and I'd like you to hold it out, and I'd like you to make a fist, if you will, and I'm going to take two fingers here, I'm going to put one hand here, and I'd like you to resist me as hard as you can. I just want to see, is that the truth? That is your name, Eleanor Corey Waskovich. You're telling me the truth.
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, I'm going to resist. I'd like you to resist as hard as you can, and would you say that right now you are strong or weak, and that I'm putting pressure? Could you feel the pressure?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now what I'd like you to do is I would like you to make up a name when I ask you your name. And no matter how I try to persuade you to the contrary, I want you to tell me that this is your name. I want you to lie to me. You'll be forgiven for this, all right? It's just a demonstration, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so what is your name?
My name is Hilda Smith.
Hilda Smith.
Yes.
Okay. So you're telling me that your name is Hilda Smith?
Yes, I am.
And is that the truth?
Yes, it is.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
What is your name?
Hilda Smith.
And that's the truth.
That's the truth.
Okay, hold on to that thought and resist me as hard as you can, okay? And I'd like you to. Okay. Now give me your real name. What is your real name?
My name is Eleanor Corey Waskovich.
Is that the truth?
That's the truth.
Okay, resist me. Okay, now I'd like you to give me the other name. What is your name?
Hilda Smith.
Is that the truth?
That's the truth.
You're telling me the truth.
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, hold on to that thought.
I'll hold on to that thought.
Okay, and resist me as hard as you can. Do you see the difference?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
There was no way I could keep my hand up.
Yeah. We could have saved $93 million by bringing President Clinton up here. Anyway, never mind. Okay.
Can we try this at home?
You can.
Yes, we can try this at home.
What I'd like you to do now is I'd like you to think back to your first marriage. And there was a time when you realized or something came about and you had an awareness that this marriage no longer could continue. Whatever it was that you were experiencing in that moment, whether it was sense of failure, sense of too bad, sense whatever it might, I'd like you to just go back to that moment when you realized and thought, I can no longer stay married to this man. I'd like you to hold your arm out, and I'd like you to resist me as hard as you can, okay? And resist, resist, and would you say that that thought makes you strong or weak? Put your arm out again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go back to that moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's a sad moment, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And resist me. And would you say that moment makes you strong or weak?
That moment made me strong.
Okay, try again. Resist, resist it. Then why am I able to push your arm down?
I don't know.
Okay.
You tell me.
All right. Now I'd like you to come to this marriage. Are you married now?
Yes, I am.
Are you happily married to Waskovich?
Well, are you going to do the hand thing?
No, I'm not going to test it on whether it's a lie.
I am.
Okay. All right, so I'd like you to hold your arm out. And I'd like you to think in this moment, I'd like you to think about this marriage and this man, the man that you're married to, and how you feel about him right now. You know, that you're in love with this man. All right, just hold your arm and resist me as hard as you can. Resist. And would you say that that makes you stronger or weaker, that thought?
Stronger.
Okay, so the thought of the marriage that you're in and the love that you have makes you stronger than the thought that you have.